The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. This is the 5 o'clock hour. You know, I am a very positive, optimistic person. I have my joy in Jesus Christ, and I mean that. But there are a lot of things that really make me sad. And you know, Jesus, now let me just say this. God never promised us happiness. He didn't. He promised us joy, and there is a world of difference between joy and happiness. I don't know whether you've ever thought about this, but the Bible says that Jesus was a man of sorrows. Now think about that. One of the characteristics of Jesus Christ, he is described as a man of sorrows. But the verse doesn't end there. And acquainted with grief. You ever thought about that? He is a man of sorrows, but he was only acquainted with grief. He was not a man of grief, but he was a man of sorrows. There were many things that brought sorrow to Jesus, but you see, grief is completely different from that. Because Jesus knew his end. He knew exactly what he was doing, where he was headed. He knew exactly what the end was going to be. And sometimes we are acquainted with sorrows and we are people of grief. I did a sermon on that one time, a long time ago, and I probably need to do it again. Because it's a fascinating study. He's a man of sorrows, but only acquainted with grief. Now, the whole reason I brought that up is during the break, I've got the TV monitor on here in the studio, and the president is holding a news conference down at the Intercontinental Hotel in New York. He's been at the United Nations for a couple of days, and I think he's going to be there tomorrow as well. And I'll be honest with you. If I was Donald Trump, I don't think I'd ever have another press conference again. Because this president is being treated in a way that no president in my lifetime has ever been treated. The news media often has been at odds with the president. I'm old enough to remember the Nixon administration. And often Richard Nixon was at odds with the press, but there was always a respect for the office from the press. Even if they didn't like what he was doing, even if they were asking him difficult questions, even if they disagreed with him, there was a respect and an honor for the office. A lot of times the press kind of made fun of George W. Bush, that he was kind of some ignorant country bumpkin. He wasn't. He was a very intelligent man. But there was still an honor and a respect for the office. Certainly during the presidency of Barack Obama. I think Barack Obama was a horrible president, but the press treated him very well. I remember Jimmy Carter. The press treated him well. George H.W. Bush treated him well. But things have changed. There is a game among the media today of gotcha. Who can get the president, get a dig in at the president? And I have no idea who in the world she was, but during the break, before we went on the air, some young female reporter from somewhere. I didn't recognize her. I have no idea what news organization she represented. But she stood up, and it was absolutely clear from her demeanor and her question, she did not have 1 ounce of respect for the president of the United States. And it was absolutely brutally clear that she was going to get him. Her question was going to make him look like a fool. Her question was going to make him look like an idiot. And that was her whole, I just find that incredibly sad. And I've said this over and over and over and over again. I agreed with almost nothing that Barack Obama did when he was president. But he was my president, and I honored the office. And if I had been invited to go to the White House when he was president, I would have gone. I would have hoped that I would have been able to ask him some honest questions, but I would have respected him. He was the duly elected president of the United States. The liberal left has absolutely destroyed the whole concept of respect and honor for authority, whether it's the president of the United States or whether it's police. No respect, no honor, and certainly no fear. And I find that unbelievably sad. It really is. It is unbelievably sad. But this is where the liberal left has taken us as a country. And may I encourage you, parents, teach your children to respect authority. Teach your children to respect authority. I don't care who it is. Doesn't mean you have to agree with them. Teach them to respect authority. It's something that we are losing as a culture. All right, here's a fascinating story. Headline: Men are less likely to retain info from digital Bibles, new study says. This is a real story. Men have lower comprehension than women when using a digital Bible. What are we talking about? A Kindle, your phone, your computer. Something other than a paper print edition of the Bible. Men have lower comprehension when using a digital Bible compared to a print edition, even though they are more likely to finish a Bible reading plan using an electronic version. It's kind of a paradox. The study in the Journal of Religion, Media, and Digital Culture found that women retain as much with a Bible app as they do with a print Bible. So in other words, with women, their retention rate is equal whether it's an electronic Bible or whether it's a print Bible. Doesn't make any difference to them. But with men, men retain less information if they're using an electronic Bible. However, between an electronic Bible and a print Bible, men are more likely to complete a reading plan. If a man determines, I'm going to read the Bible through in a year, he is more likely to finish that commitment. If he uses a digital Bible, he just won't remember anything. But with women, it doesn't make any difference. Among all participants in this study, 66% said they preferred print Bibles for long reading. 65% said they would rather use a print Bible for study. I'm raising my hand on that one. I have the Bible in my phone. In fact, I have 2 different Bible programs in my phone. I have a Kindle, and I got the Bible program in my Kindle, and I use them. But I far, 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 far prefer having a Bible in my hand where I can flip back and forth, you know, for the previous page, the next page. I can take notes. I can circle words. I can put notes out in the margin of my Bible. Since I was a freshman in college, I have always had a wide margin Bible, always. And I've had several since then. Every one of them, wide margin. And you should see the notes. I have notes everywhere in my Bible. I can't do that electronic. I know you can, but it's hard, and it's... I use a digital Bible, but please give me something that I can turn the pages, hold in my hand, write notes, flip quickly back to another chapter, another place. Yeah. I pray that print Bibles do not go away. It's not the same. And it's fascinating that even the people who use the digital Bible for reading, 65% say, if I'm studying, I want a print Bible. Me too. Interesting study. I need to take a break. But when we come back, I have a frightening warning that the U.S. military has issued. I don't know whether this is common or not. I've never seen anything like it. And it's concerning an upcoming movie. And the U.S. military? Yeah. I'll share that with you when we return.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Hey, welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Hey, Aaron, throw your headphones on just for a moment. Aaron Light is my engineer du jour today. You go to movies occasionally, correct?
Yeah, all right. Occasionally.
A question. Would you go to a particular movie if the U.S. Army issued a warning to all of their troops that they had credible intelligence that there could be an attempt at mass murder at this particular movie? Would you go? What do you mean? Would have to think about it?
Yeah, well, there's not going to be mass murder at every theater in the entire United States.
Well, but you don't know which one.
True.
Did you see this story?
I did.
You think it's credible?
I would say something's going to happen at one of the theaters.
Wow. All right, here's the deal. I have never seen this ever. The Joker is coming out next week. Okay, the Joker is coming out next week, and the U.S. Army has issued a warning to all of their troops, quote, about the possibility of mass shootings, plural, at upcoming screenings, plural, of Joker. In a widely distributed email on September 18th, marked for official use only, officials reminded service members to, quote, identify two escape routes and to run, hide, fight in the event of a shooting. Run if you can, the message said. If you're stuck, hide and stay quiet. If a shooter finds you, fight with whatever you can. On Tuesday, the Army confirmed, this was yesterday, that it issued the warning in light of social media posts from incel extremists that have been flagged by the FBI. The email to service members explained that incels idolize the Joker character, the violent clown from the Batman series, admiring his depiction as a man who must pretend to be happy but eventually fights back against the bullies. An Army spokesperson said the message was routine. What is routine about that? Quote, we want our workforce to be prepared and diligent on personal safety both inside the workplace and out, the representative from the U.S. Army said. In another memo Monday, top officials of the Army's Criminal Investigation Division said it received credible intelligence from law enforcement in Texas about disturbing and very specific chatter on the dark web about the targeting of an unknown movie theater during the release of Joker. Joker starring Joaquin Phoenix in the title role premieres October 4th and has sparked concerns of movie theater violence. Think that's overkill?
Well, I think it's overkill to say multiple theaters and multiple incidents, but I wouldn't be necessarily surprised if something happened. The story that you that kind of sparked this that you probably saw was that the Aurora, Colorado theater, they got shot up last time because the last Batman movie, a guy dressed up as the Joker went in and killed the people.
You know, I'd forgotten that. Yeah. I'd forgotten that he was dressed up like
at that movie theater, they have decided to not show this because of fear of incidents happening. So I would say it's definitely overkill to say that it's going to happen, you know, everywhere or a lot.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
But I'd say if it's going to happen in a movie, this is going to be the movie it's going to happen in.
Wow. I would imagine this will have a very negative effect on the box office.
Or the opposite. Who knows?
Well, yeah, who knows? Well, that's true. The American culture as it is today. I don't know, but again, an Army spokesperson said the message was routine. I have never, and maybe, hey, I'm not in the Army, haven't been in the Army, maybe I just missed it, but so I'm passing that along as a public service, and I mean that. Evidently, the FBI has intercepted chatter on the dark web. How would you describe the dark web?
The dark web is, there's the World Wide Web.
Right.
So you go in and you type in www.
Right.
And then there's an entire another underground internet that can't be reached through going on the World Wide Web. So it's a complete underground internet used by mostly criminals.
And criminals and or people that are probably mentally disturbed looking for dark things.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I hope and pray it does not happen, but that is a real deal. It has been confirmed by the U.S. Army that they have warned military personnel to be, and by the way, they don't say don't go see the movie. They say be very diligent. In my understanding, military personnel are not allowed to take their weapons off base, correct?
I don't know that.
I'm pretty sure they're not allowed. Unlike many other countries, like in Israel, if you go to Israel, you see everybody with machine guns around their neck. AK-47s that are not fully automatic, semi-automatic. But, I mean, everywhere you go in Israel, because, of course, every young person in Israel is required to serve in the military. And they are required, while they are in the military, they are required to take their weapon with them. They go on a date, they take their weapon. They go out to dinner, they take their weapon. They go to the movies, they take their weapon. We'll have to check, and I'm sure probably a caller will call us. I do not believe U.S. military personnel, unless they are military police, are allowed. In fact, if I believe I'm correct on this, most American military are not allowed to have their weapons on the base unless they're doing specific training with that weapon. We'll check on that. We'll be back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.